Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Go on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
find them.
Away? Do you give your life away? Because when you give it away, it goes forth, it comes back, and it multiplies. And guess what? You get to receive the benefit. You get to be healed by giving your love, your life, yourself away. As a matter of fact, you get to be in alignment because that's why you're here. You're here to give yourself away. You are here to give your love away. You are here to give your life away. As a matter of fact, your life is not really your life. There's only one life. You're part of this one life. So there's no my life and their life. Life is the only thing that is happening. What role are you playing? What part are you playing? Are you contributing to life? Or are you blocking the flow of life? You can't take away from life. Life continues to give. You can bucket the flow within your life. William McDowell reminding us to give ourself, our life, our love, our gift, our talent away. When you give it, you'll receive. When you give it, you will be healed. If you want to find out more about William McDowell, you can go to his website. It's William McDowell. Music.com, William McDowell Music.com. And good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yes, you do. Every time I say that, I have different images come up for me. Today, it's like, what am I sounding like? But I figured it out. Because, you know, I had to make sure the sound was fine, but I had to do something right there. But the difference, because if you were there, it would be a lot easier. But it's still easier, because I can multitask. I can multitask, too. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And the conversation today, the question today for you is, are you living a life you love? Can you sit still in the quiet of the night and reflect about what's going on in the world? And can you feel the love from yourself? Can you scan your life and be left with a smile and I love my life? I had thought this morning, it's like, well, some people can say, well, some parts of my life I love and some parts I don't love. I think that's what we get heady alive. But today we're talking about that because it's okay to love your life, to love the life you're living while there's some stuff you're working with. Just because you have things that you're working with, learning, growing through, and going through, doesn't mean you don't love your life. But when you think of your existence, when you think of how you spent yesterday, day, when you just think about this moment, and you take that moment to just think about your life, do you find yourself in a place where you're saying, I can't wait? Okay, see, you make a difference. Thank you, Celeste. Well, let's see. I'm being told that my sound needs some attention. And let's see. Well, no, it's not better. It's absolutely not. Okay, so we're going to change that right now.
I am so glad I love my life. Because if I didn't love my life, I'd be tripping right now. I do. Because I know. Yes, indeed. I love my life and I love how it all unfolds. I'm grateful to have that feedback, to have that reminder. So, what I was saying before, the sound was trying to do what it does, and well, you know, the vibrations were kind of slow. Maybe. But I'm actually chilled this today. I'm actually chilled. Maybe I need to get back into that fiery Aries brother that I usually am sometimes. Well, sometimes. But anyway, I think I'm good right where I'm at. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. So I was asking you, can you really just take this moment and think about your life? And you're left with a smile. And the great thing about the smile, it's from within. Or are you in a place where you're saying, I can't stand my job, I hate where I'm at, my life is not working? The truth is, wherever you are, wherever you are is wherever you are. But you can change it. My life is great, said I, okay. Mainly because, okay, so Mr. Horse, you got some issues. I see, that's okay. Well, this is a house of love, so you can express yourself. And but you know what? If you spot it, you got it. When you say you are not something, you're actually reflecting that mindset. And Betty, you're missing this. It's amazing how people will come in the chat room and just be a you-know-what. So that's okay. So moving right along. So this is somebody who believes their life is great. But their life is great by being antagonistic. So in this moment right now, can you really sit with yourself and scan your life and say yes? And say yes. I'm loving my life. Let me do some announcement. There's a lot going on in the chat room on Facebook and I love it. I love life. Life is good. So let's do some announcement. Let's do some things that, you know, I can kind of just flow with. Okay, so let me see if I can find his number for you, because he'll be too scared to call you. Okay, so announcements. What's going on? Actually, I do need some help. The announcement is needing some help. That's the announcement, because we have a guest tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you. As you know, last week, I was so excited, so overjoyed to share the new domain name. It's a new website, but, you know, because the old domain name is a bit long, so I've been working behind the scenes trying to make it easy so that to get to it. And last week, I told you about Life Conversations with the S, Life Conversations. media.com, and I was so excited. I was proud. I was proud of the people. I was just, yeah, check this out. We've got a new name. And then some of you were saying, well, it's not showing up. It's not happening. Now, I've been working with some wonderful techie folks, my hosting company. And they let me know that I still have some things. I still got some triggers that I need to work through. But it's okay. so some wins. He ain't me. Anyway, what I need you to do for me is let me know through Facebook, through email, or text. Two things I found out yesterday. It's you can go to the web. Well, try entering lifeconversationsmedia.com without the www. Let me know what happens. And then try it with the www, which is kind of crazy. In the meantime, you can find out more about the wonderful guests and the wonderful things that we're doing here at Life Conversations Radio by going to, take a breath, lifeconversationsradionetwork.wibbly.com. Yes, lifeconversationsradionetwork.wibbly, that's WWEBLY.com. And you see why I'm trying to narrow down the domain name. And you can catch up with all the upcoming guests and all the great things we're doing. You can leave your testimonials, the things that you're learning from the guests, from the shows, what you love about it, why you keep listening, and all the other good stuff. Let's see here. I'm actually going to it now because I want to tell you about, well, let's do this. Tomorrow, which is, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is October 18th. We have Tom Zuber joining us. And, really? Oh. Okay, let me just stay on track. I was looking at the website, and I looked at past guests, and the faces I was seeing, like, I didn't know they were coming up. So let me go to Tom's website, because that will keep me on track. Yeah, Tom is joining us tomorrow. And tomorrow's show, what are we talking about tomorrow? We're talking about the transformation that death brings, the transformation that comes with losing a loved one. And he's going to be here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when the show starts. And we'll start the conversation around quarter after the hour. You know how it goes. We flow with the flow. And you can check out Tom's website by going to T-O-M, Tom, Zuba, Z-U-B-A.com, Z or Z, Z-U-B-A, TomZuba.com. And you can find out about his story, a fascinating story, a man who lost his daughter, his wife, his daughter, what, age 5 or something like that, 6, and the wife, and then his son. I don't think the son was a teenager yet. But all the information is on there and how he has now changed that story, how he's allowed that experience to transform him and now helping other people find a wonderful place to grieve. And there's something about his, let's see if I can pull that up. Let me do this. And his website, I love, he has this thing that he has in the beginning when you go to his site. Not quite working for me now. Ah, here it is. That was not. Well, anyway, here it is. A sacred place where people can excavate grief, mourn safely, honor the gifts of denial, and consciously participate in their own transformation. And I love that. Honor the gifts of denial. Because when we lose a loved one, we just don't believe it. We just don't believe it. And it's all part of the grieving process. We get angry, we get mad, we go numb. So tomorrow we're going to talk more about that. And that's what Tom is doing, is he gives his life away. And I'm willing to bet, well, I don't even need to bet, I know. Tom is loving his life. I spoke to him 2 days ago, and I can just feel his spirit. So all the other information is on the website, and we welcome you. We invite you all to share the show with your friends, your coworkers. Maybe send maybe 10. 10 of your best friends, your family, your lovers, your brothers, your sisters, your dogs, your cats, whatever you got, whatever kind of pet you have, share the show with them. Let them know what's going on over here on LifeConversationsRadio.com, and you can Twitter. You can like, well, it's important to like the page that you're on now if you're listening, well, even if you listen live or archive, and so that I post, ultimately post on your Facebook page. We ask that you Twitter as well. So anyway, that's all the groundwork. You know, just trying to do some technical stuff here, because when I'm in the flow and I try and do that, it throws me up. So we welcome you. And so Life Conversations Media, without the www, works. But if you put the www, it doesn't work. It tells you site not publishable. Okay. Let's get some grounding. Let's take a breath. Let's connect. Let's align with the truth of who we are. And I'm going to bring my sister friend, Carly Jackson, who you can find on Facebook, Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E. And the last name is Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Not the Jackson as you know it, but it's a different way, different way of spelling it. And she's going to remind us who we really are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am free, and so are you. And it's I want to say this. When we say, I am whole, I am wonderful, I am the delight of God, when we do the affirmations, it's one thing to speak it, it's another thing to feel it. So when you hear the question, are you living a life you love? If not, why not? It's the question. Add-on question. Some of us would say yes, and there's always more. Some of us would say, well, you know, I'm not quite, I kind of like it, but I don't want to say I love it. That's a bit of a stretch. Well, if you're not, why not? Because when you are living a life that you love, you will know that you are wonderful. You will know that you are the delight of God. You will know that you are free. And if something is blocking you, something is stuck, whatever. Even if you don't know what it is. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. We're going to help you release the block. And while you love your life, this is mental things. And part of the show was triggered just by how I'm, my life, the shows that I do, the work that I do. So I'm always reading, listening, watching, hearing, reflecting, witnessing. And I've been watching Oprah's life class. And it's interesting to see the kind of experience that people are going through and growing through. And sometimes some people don't even know there's an alternative. It's actually a very interesting thing that there is, some people don't know that they can actually live a life that they love. Some people actually feel, you know, there's a way to live a different life, but I'm stuck in this life that I'm living. And, you know, there's, on the life class, there was a class on letting go of anger. That was such a powerful show for me. And, like, wow, somebody holding on to anger for 20 years, and they know they're holding on to the anger. Ah, woo! You're listening to Ask Life Coach. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A. On LifeConversationsRadio.com. It's funny, I think I leave my body sometimes because that just sounded like I didn't say the right thing. I think I stepped up on my body. Teresa, change your mood. I know, that is the question. Maybe they're busy living the life they love. How are you? It's nice to see you. Namaste to you. And Celeste, thank you for being my sound engineer today. Betty is doing what she does, and she might be sure to join us later on. Today we're asking you, are you living a life you love? So, Teresa, and you know what you need to do, right? If you're feeling like you want to rub shoulders with other people, you know what to do. Tell folks about it. Facebook, Twitter, text, yell it, send the pigeon, a smoke signal. Do whatever you need to do to bring folks. We welcome the listeners, and the number is 347-426-3346. How do you measure your life? How do you know that you're living a life that you love? What do you use as a gauge? Is it based on how much money you're making? If you have a challenge or not? Do you have a physical challenge? And because you have a physical challenge, you're not your life, you don't love your life. Is your relationship in disarray? So, you know, I'm not living the life I love. There are different things that we put in place. I was sharing with you just a few minutes ago about the lady who said she's been holding on to anger for 20 years. And she was talking about how the anger blocks her from being herself. It's amazing how we... We create pain. That's a more spiritual way to say it. I was going to say another way, but I have to say the spiritual way. It's amazing how we will create stuff in our life to block us from living the life we are meant to live. Because a woman said, I am holding on to anger. So she's the one holding on to it. And that anger that she's holding on to is actually blocking her from living the life that she knows she can live. She knows she's very passionate, very joyful, but this anger is stopping her. But she's the one stopping herself. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Now, there's something about when you're in alignment. The song I played at the beginning was, I Give Myself Away. When you give yourself away, you're giving your life, you're giving your gifts, your talents. You move from a place of what can I get to a place of what can I give. When you step into that place of what can I give, your life will change completely. There's something about it. You know, I can talk from personal experience. It's not given because that's the right thing to do. It's given because you know you came here to be just that. You came here to give. It's like can you imagine? This is a good, interesting idea. Analogy. Can you imagine the postman? I went back to England for a minute. Postman, mailman, or mail person. Okay, let me get politically correct while I correct everything else. The mail person, you know, they go to work on a Monday and they load their truck up and they drive through the neighborhood and they don't deliver the letters and the stuff that we have. They just drive past the house and then they go back tomorrow, the next day, Tuesday, and stuff them. Load that truck up again and drive through the neighborhood. After a while, first of all, the truck is going to be full of mails and bills and letters and all wonderful things. We don't really send letters anymore. It's usually bills and maybe gifts every now and then. You know, it's pointless. I mean, the question you want to ask the mail person is like, what are you doing? That's the first thing you want to ask them. What are you doing and why? So if we're here to give of ourselves, if we're here to deliver our gifts, why are we holding on to it? There's some of us say, well, sometimes I give up myself, but sometimes I hold back. What is stopping you? What are you afraid will happen? When you give of yourself, when you give your gift, when you allow life to happen through and as you, love will heal you from the inside out. See, this love, because you love what you're doing, it will heal you. It will heal your life. It will heal your past and free you from the anxiety of the future. It will heal your past. It will heal you. It will heal your life. And it will free you from the anxiety of the past. Too many people are living life or going through life afraid that they're going to die or afraid that they don't want to die. They, you know, they think they don't have enough time. There's not enough this. There's not enough that. There's not enough this. And then, so they're trying to do something. I'll do this, and then my life will be better. I do this. No, the time to live a life you love is right now. And if you are in touch with something about your life right now that you are not feeling, it's time to press the reset button. It's time to press the apply button. It's time to ask yourself some deep questions. And first of all, I will tell you, get still and ask yourself, what am I here to give? Don't try to answer it with your intellectual mind. Don't say, well, I've been asking that question. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm here to do. In a religious institution, they say everybody has a calling. And I always say, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we called ourselves forth onto this planet to deliver the gift. So to say, I don't know what my gift is. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I have to. I don't know what I love to do. It's plain small. We are here to add value to other people's life. So when your life, if your life is not brightening up other people's life, like when you show up, do people smile or do people silently say, oh, guess who's here? When your children see you, are they glad to see you? When you see your children, do you smile? Or you're just too stressed, too angry with yourself, too annoyed to actually give them a smile? Are you living a life that you love? And if not, number is 347-426-3346. I'm going to take a break. Teresa's sharing some things in the chat room. And Amelie's sharing. Welcome, Amelie. I'm going to take a break so I can read what's going on in the chat room, and I'll come to you. 347-426-3346. I have another thought, but I won't share it right now. Maybe I will. No, I'll write it down, because if I don't write it down, I'll forget. If I share it now, I won't take a break. So let me write it down. what's that thought? It's gone already. See, when it comes, you just got to let it flow. It'll come back to me. It'll come back to me. So here's a let's take a break. Let's take a break. Because we're talking about we're sharing information that will truly change your life. Isn't that right, Liz Brown? Well, Liz Brown said it is, but the computer is saying, oh, no, I feel kind of grumpy today. I want to be slow. Okay, let's try this. Let's see what happens. Yeah. It's one of those days. It's one of those days. It's going to come on eventually. Okay, well, let me share the thoughts that I'm having, which I can't remember. So let's do this. Yay. What is going on? Okay, so my switchboard is not working. Well, it's
Life
working.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I mean, I dare you to work. To work when I click the button. Okay, let's try this now. What is really going on? Maybe I should share the thought, which I can't remember. So let me go and read what's in the chat room. I think I can read that. Yeah, let me see. Teresa Teresa said, I go call Teresa. That's her name anyway. It's based on the smile on my face, the joy in my heart, and the giggling and feeling giddy for no apparent reason. That's how she measures if she's living a life that she loves. But to be truthful would be to say that doesn't happen often enough. Nor last enough. But that is a gauge to say you are in the right direction, keep moving forward. Okay, so she's saying, you know, how she measures if she's living a life that she loves It's through the smile on her face, the joy in her heart, the giggle and the feeling of giddiness for no apparent reason. That can almost be like a line to a song, Teresa. I think you can write that. The smile on my face, the joy. Stop it. But to be truthful, she said it doesn't happen often, nor last long enough. But it's a good gauge to say, okay, you're moving in the right direction. And that brings up a thought, a question for me, Teresa. And I want to hear your thought on this. Teresa is stringing out another thought. So let me scroll up so I don't see that. Because when I see something, I start speaking to it. So let me deal with that first thought. Now, Teresa brings up a good thought here. And I want to hear what you guys think about it. 347-426-3346. So there are times when she feels happy and smiling for no reason, and, she has joy in her heart, but it doesn't last long enough or doesn't happen often. Does that equate to mean that the life you are living, you don't love, is not a love, it's not a life that needs to be loved? I'm processing this as I talk about it, as I listen. And I know this to be true. You get to decide. You. Not based on now I'm speaking in tongues. See, when I slow down, I'm going to let it flow, or I'm going to start speaking in tongues. You get to decide if you're living a life that you love. Now, there's this dance that we do between the intellect and the intuition, that the outward life and the inward life, the dance between what we feel and what we think. And on this physical realm, this planet, we've developed the thinking muscles, because we're told to think before you speak, think. You very rarely hear people say feel before you think. Or you very rarely hear people say, people say, what do you feel about it? Sometimes. Depends on the community you're in. But we ignore our feelings because we can't make sense of it sometimes. We think it's too complicated. So we're trying to think our way out of a feeling that is trying to reveal something to us. What I will say, there could be some times when you're not feeling that joy, or let me put it this way, when you're distracted from that joy. Because real joy is constant. It's always there. Nothing can take it away. Now, you could be having an experience, a challenge in your life, maybe how your life is showing up or how you are seeing your life may not match what you want to see. I'll say that again. How you are seeing your life right now may not match what you want to see, but you can still have a sense of joyfulness. And what I mean by that is you may not be in touch with it to really feel it 100%, but that joyful feeling will remind you that saying, okay, even though your life is not the way you want it to look like, it would naturally, automatically bring you back to yourself and remind you what you have and remind you how you got to where you are right now. All the challenges you've gone through, all the blessings in your life, the miracles that are happening, there's going to be times where, there are times when I'm just not even feeling bubbly. There are times, I guess, really, if I wasn't doing this show and my computer's acting up, I might go, going on. I might get mad or just say, okay, that's it. It's time for me to get away from this. But because I'm doing one thing that I love, and this is something that I'm passionate about, teaching and sharing, it's easier for me to go beyond the challenges of the computer, a knucklehead that comes in the chat room and acting a fool, literally, because I'm vibrating at such a high level that the low-level vibration just doesn't have a chance. They literally get burnt by the passion, the fire, the fuel. So when you want to measure your life and ask yourself, am I living the life that I love, that I enjoy, that fills me up, that heals the past and releases you from the anxiety of the future? When you get to ask that question, you can measure it by just being present. And you get in your spiritual helicopter, and then you look down, and then you get to weigh it out and say, you know, there are things that are challenging me right now. There's some things I'm not quite happy about right now. But, you know, overall, I love my life. I love my life. And you will know it. You will feel it. You will feel it. Now, that's why we do our spiritual practice, meditation, forgiveness. And that's the most important part. That's the most important part, forgiveness. If there are things that are blocking us from feeling the joy, if there are things that are happening in our lives that causes us to focus on what's not working, it's because there are things, there are people, there are experiences that we need to forgive. Because forgiveness comes in and clear out the mess, opens the door to love that is always there. Open the door to your passion. Passion is fire. So when you're passionate, when you live in your passion, ooh, Lord, all the other junk in your life will get burned up. And the thing is, here's the thing. Until you're willing to burn up the mess in your light will not shine. For something to burn, for light to shine, there's got to be something to burn. So if you have all this stuff that you're trying to hide or don't know how to deal with it or you don't want to talk to people about it and you're trying to deny it, pretend it's not happening, it's almost impossible for your light to shine. Because if you want your light to shine, something has to burn. If you want to burn, get in touch with your passion. When you get in touch with your passion, oh, my God, you will burn away depression. Ooh, I love that. Ooh, that was good. Can I say that again? I don't think so. But I'm just going to keep moving. I'm trying to get this computer to work with me. Okay, I'm just going to refresh right now because we can refresh. And how do we refresh on a human level? Because you're a computer, but you're much more than a computer. You refresh by taking a breath. You breathe in and you breathe out. So right now, let's just refresh. When you refresh by breathing in, you defrag, you clean your disc, and your operating system gets to be upgraded, and you can function from a deeper place. Let's see now. Let's see.
Life Conversations. Yeah. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. I love it when things come together.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Thank you.
Valerie Joy, stepping into the truth and putting that request out to the universe. Set me free. I want to know your name as me. I want you to live the life through me. When you give your life away, when you give yourself away, when you're living your passion. You know, I was talking about forgiveness. We get stuck sometimes with things of the past and trying to justify and try and ask ourselves why when we can create. In the chat room, Melly's talking about the kind of mourning she's had and how she's literally transforming that. Because where you focus on, energy will flow in that direction. So the question is, are you living the life you love? You get to answer that for yourself. Now, I'm going to go to the call, but before I do that, here's the thing. Oh, let me tell you about Valerie Joy, because I know you want to know about her. Valerie Joy, if you want to find out more about Valerie Joy, go to her website, valeriejoy.com, valeriejoy.com, is where you can find her living a life that you love. And love is who and what we are. It's the essence of who we are. You know, I see all the quotes on Facebook that I share, and it's powerful quotes, and we love it. When we read it, we're like, whoa, I've got to share that. I want to share it with my friends. Why? Because we know it is true. We know all the other low vibrational experiences that we have. We just know that's just part of the journey. But if you get lost and live in your passion, if you're doing one thing every day, something that you love, something that's for you, not because your husband wants you to do it, your wife wants you to do it, your children, you're doing it just for you. Just one thing on a daily basis. You will connect with the love within yourself. I mean, it becomes, it's like you have a fire within you that's on. Sometimes it's like you turn it up, but sometimes you can just, it's like a pilot light, but it never goes out. That light, that light heals you, soothes you, heals you, but when we pile stuff, issues, just make up stories that are not serving us, we cut ourselves off from life, from love. And forgiveness is a simple tool. I am so clear. It is a simple tool. Now, sometimes we may not know how to do it. We may need a different understanding of forgiveness. But we must be willing to do the work. Because when you have the awareness that something needs to be healed, the awareness brings the healing. Now, you can't just sit back and say, okay, I got the awareness and that's it. You can do something about it. Read a book on forgiveness. Practice it. Journal. Do something rather than make excuses. I think sometimes in the Western world we're just mentally lazy because we've got so much going on, so many distractions. But generally, you know, it's all about what you're committed to. Let's take a call. Ah, let's go. This is Celeste. Let's see. Everything is working together for my good. I accept it and I let it be. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Adigmala.
You always have to give a giggle. Go ahead.
You always
I appreciate
laugh.
It. I love the giggle.
No, I'm not doing it on purpose, but I have to say I learned something very important today just in your – I have to go to your chat room for a second. I threw a request out before I read what happened, and I didn't realize how amazing I am at delivering messages. So I removed the request. And that's all I have to say between me and you. Sorry for the inside joke, folks. But I just think
that's my head going, huh? Okay, but go ahead.
I know, right? But no, I'm just saying I said to my brother, because, you know, the day's my brother, so if he's having energy in the chat room, I'm like, what? Let me jump up in that. And so I threw something out there that I'm not going to say on the air. And he started laughing because, you know, we're family. We can share the story. And then I went, oh, see there, Celeste? You might want to be still and read before you throw out stuff like that. And it was just perfect. It was in full alignment with what was in the chat room. And I was like, oh, I didn't mean that. And I think that's what my life is like sometimes. And when it's like that, that's when I'm not loving it. You know, just not taking the time to be still and be present and check out in my spiritual helicopter what was going on. And it was funny, but it was a spiritual lesson for me, which is why I love your show so much. You can use so much food in it. And I'm also going to plug Creative Alignment from June 6, 2011. I always go back and listen to old shows when I'm going through things in my life. And that show was so powerful, and I really, really hope sometime this week you retell the seed story.
Well, I have to listen to the show to know what that is.
The seed story is when you remind us that when we're eating a piece of fruit or an apple, that do we ever take the time to really think about what's been sacrificed for us to have that experience and to have that moment. And
wow,
when you
deep.
Really can, yeah, you said it. I'm just kicking back what you threw out into the universe in June. And what the what you downloaded from the universe in
that's
June.
That's usually what it is.
You know, and I listened to that, and I thought, you know, that's really interesting, because if you really, really take the time when you're eating something or experiencing something to the sensualness of the nature, like to consider not just the seed that has given its life to transform, but what about the person who picked that fruit for you? What about the drivers who got it to you? I mean, when you consider the whole chain of people giving their lives away and the actions that they're doing, for you to have that moment of juiciness in your life, well, I think that's a great way to fall in love with what you're experiencing. Because the other tool that you also speak of a lot is forgiveness and gratitude. So that's what's bubbling up for me at this moment. And
yes,
thank you.
Yes, yes. You're very welcome. Thank you for the reminder. And we're going to bring Celeste on board as our, what do you call people who archive? Archivists? I don't know. But she, yeah, because she, sometimes she said, you remember the show you did? I'm like, you remember when you said, no, I don't. I have to go listen to it. But it's the truth. It's like, you know, you, for me, I am so clear, and I share this all the time. This is a ministry disguised as a radio show. This is what I'm here to do. That's why I love my life. I love my life. I love everything about it. I love when I'm loving it. I love when I'm being triggered by it. I love when I'm learning something about it. I love when there's areas of my life that I know that, ooh, dude, you need to work with that. I love every aspect of it. I get to practice what I share, what I teach. I get to listen differently to what's going on in my own world. And I want to give you this tool, those of you, because I was talking about passion, something about passion, you know, we're here to enjoy life. You're on this planet to enjoy your life. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what any spiritual leader tells you or any religious leader. If you're not enjoying your life, you are selling yourself short. How do you tap into that enjoyment, that enjoyment? Because you are really joy. When you enjoy, you allow the joy within to come out. Passion. Get in touch with your passion. In one of my teleconferences, we talked about this. I want to send you to a, I'm not sending you there, but it's a tool you can use if you need it. If you go to thepassiontest.com, thepassiontest.com. And find out what you're passionate about. When you get clear about what you're passionate about, man, there's something. I mean, just the thought for me just gets my body, just gets me, just chills go through my body. But too many people are sick. Too many people experience disease. They experience disease because they're not living their passion. They're not doing things that they enjoy. But I would come back to this, and this keeps coming up. And so I got to stay with it because I think I touched it and I moved on. And I come back to it, and so let's brought it back up. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about saying what the person or what happened to you or the person, what they did was okay. It's not saying, well, you know, I forgive them and we can still hang out. Forgiveness is you recognizing, well, there's many levels, and I won't go to that first deep level. Forgiveness is recognizing that you are so much more than what happened. Forgiveness is recognizing that what happened could have been different, because unforgiveness, we say, that should never happen. My parents, well, I've heard somebody say, I'm dealing with this idea of why would I choose my parents? I mean, if I was going to choose my parents, why would I choose parents who didn't love me very well? Well, that's the joy of that's the beauty of contrast. Now, I don't need to convince anybody why you chose your parents. You do your own research. But if you chose them or not, but you felt like they didn't love you the way they needed to love you, and because of the experience you had or didn't have, now you can enjoy your life. Forgiveness is saying, you know what? I can't change that past, but I can change how I move forward from now. Forgiveness is saying, I deserve the best. Forgiveness is saying that there is a love so deep within me that if I allow that love to be revealed, if I allow the love, I can be healed. Forgiveness is saying, I'm claiming back my power. I refuse to give my power away to my uncle, my nephew, my father, my mother, my boss, my supervisor, my girlfriend, whatever the case. Forgiveness is saying, no, I don't know how I'm going to make this happen, but I'm claiming back my power. And here's another one. For some of us, we can take this on board. Forgiveness is saying, you know, everything that happened was part of my spiritual development. Yes, everything, the rape, the abuse, the molestation, the abandonment, the broken heart, is part of my spiritual development. If that's too hard for you to chew on, sit with it. Even if you disagree with me, sit with it. And if you disagree, you can call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Everything that happened to you is part of your spiritual development, and the people who were part of that co-creative experience were supporting you to remember who you are. And until you learn to forgive, until you forgive the past, the mistakes or the judgment or the criticisms of the past, you will never leave this present moment fully. And it's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing. Now, in the chat room, there's something I was thinking. I was talking about a passion test, but yeah, I gave you that tool. Thepassiontest.com. Some resources you can to help yourself get you where you need to get to. Let's in the chat room. Teresa said, "Beautiful words of truth, Celeste. Thank you." So Celeste is not in the chat room, so I'm passing on the message. And Teresa said, "I can't remember what I said, but she's responded something, so I won't read that. But this part I want to refer to. She said, you can't change the past. What you can change now will change tomorrow, if there is one. But now is all that matters. I so agree. I will add to that, that you can actually change the past. You can change the past by changing the energy, by changing your vibration right now. Because really, in truth, the past, the future, is all happening in the now. Michelle Brown Stafford, my co-host for Conscious Parenting, shared her experience of how she grew up, the experience, the abuse that she went through. And she made a declaration. She set the intention that I will not repeat what I went through. So she took the experience of the past and use that experience to create a different future. Now, her descendants will have a different experience because you've decided to change the story. Because the past is not far out there. Everything is energy. So when you change your vibration right now about something that happened to you in your childhood last year, last week, yesterday, you change the energy of that moment. In now, in this moment, everything is energy. There are no accidents. There are no mistakes. 347-426-3346. I feel like there's something trying to come through my head that I'm trying to download. It's like I need to just be still to hear it. So I'm just going to do just that because I feel like my head is backing up and I'm not hearing what it is. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Today's topic question is, are you living a life that you love? Are you living a life that you love? Don't answer it for me. Answer it for yourself. And if you say, yes, I am, no, I'm not, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. But the truth is, You can just love your life regardless of how it's showing up. You can love your life in spite of how it's showing up. You get to make that choice. Your mind doesn't know if something is in the past or in the future. If you imagine it, your mind sees it as now. When you are living your passions, when you are doing, when you're doing, when you're living what you love, yes, when you're living what you love, when you're doing what you love, you wouldn't have to think love. As if it's not enough to have a phone line and a chat room. Well, let's see. Oh, okay. Some of y'all are talking to me on Facebook, but okay, maybe I open Facebook just for that reason. So anyway, when you are living a life that you love, when you are living your passions, when you enjoy what you're doing, you wouldn't have to think about the question of, am I living the life that I love? That love will carry you. That love will set you free. That love will change your perspective. Those of us who say we're spiritual, living a spiritual life, I've got to remind you, for me, religion is the study of love. Religion is the studying and trying to figure out what love is and what is not and how to love. But spirituality is the expression of love. So when you realize spirituality is the expression of love, it doesn't matter what you can call it, because you can express love and not call yourself spiritual. You can be an atheist and express love. We get so caught up in trying to debate concepts and ideas. It really doesn't matter. Is your life adding value to somebody else's life? Because of you, is someone smiling today? Is someone sitting at the desk or thinking about you and they're so grateful for you? What legacy are you living, leaving behind? Don't do it as an obligation. Do it because you're committed to your gift, because you're committed to yourself. If you look around you and you don't see people being joyful, if you look at your country and you don't see a lot of people being joyful, it's not because of the government. It's not because of the recession. It's not because of foreclosures. It's not because people are occupying Wall Street. It's because people have forgotten to reconnect with their joy. When you connect with your joy, everything you do will always bless somebody. When you are in joy, your life is a blessing unto somebody. I don't know if I can call her number one, but she's quite up there, and some of you already know who I'm going to talk about. It's Oprah. I mean, I was thinking today, that woman is living a spiritual life while she's healing other people. And she talks about, I've never had a day of counseling or therapy because of the Oprah Winfrey Show and her friend Gail King. Because when you are doing what you love and you're not afraid to show yourself fully, you will be healed. And one more thing, when you're doing what you love and you're not hiding yourself, you're not trying to be something you're not. She went through that, and she kept working at it, and she's still working at it. But she wasn't hiding who she was then or working really revealing the truth of who she is, because she knows she's so much more. There was something inside so strong, there was something tapping, saying you gotta live fully. You're here to deliver the gift. Now she's changing other people's lives. Now, other people get upset about that, the Oprah Winfrey Show, the church. Yeah, okay, and your point? People are always going to talk about you. People are always going to criticize what you do, or they're going to praise you. That's just part of life. But you've got to remember, when you're being criticized, when you're being judged, when you're being praised, when you're being affirmed, and you look at the person who's doing the criticism or the affirmation or the praising, it lets you know what it is a reflection of their consciousness. It's a reflection of their consciousness. So when you know that what people are doing, what they say, how they show up is a reflection of their consciousness, You don't have to worry too much about that. You don't have to worry about what they said or didn't say. You can get so lost in what you're doing that is not an issue. You owe it to yourself. Let's see. I think I'm going to play music maybe a minute or two here while I read what's going on in chat because my co-producer... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take a call. So I got to go back and forth and check browsers. And Teresa, that's fine. No worries at all. I just always have to check it. I was opening up my Facebook page because some people are trying to get in or some people are not. It's funny that people can actually... Oh, yeah, on the smartphone. I was going to say, how can you get on the Facebook chat room but you can't get online on... I know why not, because of smartphones. Okay, let's take a call. Let's go see. I had a thought, but I'm not going to share it. I refuse. okay, so let's go to area code 201. 201, is that TC number? It is, yes. What's your name? Well, yeah, you may be calling from somewhere else.
201? Hey, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. I want to thank you for having this show. This is the first time I'm calling in. My name is Christopher Gagliardi. I host a radio show called Youth Worldview here on Blog Talk Radio myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you, Chris. So what's your comment and question?
Well, my comment is about what you're saying about a purpose-driven reason why we love our life that we live in. The answer is, I think, is when we love, we must first know, do we love the life we live in? And the answer for me is yes, because I have been fortunate to have a mother that cares about me, and for me to be raised on the issue of changing the world of a person's life one voice at a time. Being an advocate myself of change, being born autistic, I have come to a realization in my life because I'm a Buddhist and that I practice in my faith to realize that I do have a life to live. And I have a purpose, and what I do right now is to give others a voice to say, you should love yourself to make a change. And I believe in, and I have faith in all of you to make a change in the person's life.
I mean, when we're living from that place, you know, we literally get resourced by the source of life. Because we're giving of ourselves, and we're adding value to people's life. And I so get it. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I want to promote my show, which is coming up the 22nd.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. I won't accept that.
All right,
that.
No problem.
You can share your thoughts, but not promote shows. All right?
Okay. No problem.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ask Life Coach out there on lifeconversationsradio.com. There's some comments in the chat room here. Let's see if I can read and scan and scan and read and push this browser here. Actually, I'm going to take a quick break, actually. Yes. I'm laughing at myself. Oh, Lord. I know you guys are laughing with me. You already know what I'm laughing at. There was a time I would have been like, oh, God, I can't believe I said that. I hope he does. He's not mad at me. Nah. It's about honoring myself and honoring him. You know, because I do this to share and on a different platform, on a different conversation, yes. So, anyway, let's take a break. Yes, we're assisting each other to move from where we are to where we want to be, even as we do make a declaration of who we are and say, nope, that doesn't quite work for me. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Yes, indeed. And when you speak your truth, it will change your life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
When you really think about it, I did add anything else you wanted to ask. I just didn't want him to add what he wanted to add. So anyway, but you know, I couldn't let that happen because this is the only radio station you need to listen to. Even Mark Victor Hansen told you that. So, Chris, don't worry about your show. Just come here every day. Just stop hosting your show. Ooh, did I just say that? No. Do your thing, boo.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
There's this feeling within. I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yeah, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. Through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, 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 oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
Love is the current of energy that flows through you and flows through me. So if there's anything that is blocking you, or put it this way, if there's anything that's blocking the currency of love, you got to release it through forgiveness, through contemplation, reflection, through meditation. You have the tools. You know. Sometimes you just got to push the, apply button. The apply button is the action that you take, inspired action. Sometimes people say, well, you know, you can't just take any kind of action, it's not inspired action. Just take the action. You allow the currency to flow through you. Love is the real currency. When you allow love to flow through you and you flow with the currency, you can really experience the abundance of life. Everything that we see right now in the world, the changes, it really triggers and reminds us for us to allow the love to flow through us. There's so much going on. So there's some of us who support people who are occupying Wall Street, occupying the streets wherever in the world right now. It's happening every place. And people are saying, that's just ridiculous. Why are they even doing that? Protesting is not going to change anything. There's some people who are supporting them. There's some people saying that's great. Understand this. Everybody's doing exactly what they need to do for their soul transformation. Some of us need to be on Wall Street. Some of us need to be holding a prayer vigil and seeing the best in the change, because everybody's part of this. It is part of this thing called life. When you judge one, you judge yourself. When you praise one, when you praise the other, you're praising yourself.
There's this feeling within. I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while. Patiently waiting.
Oh, I love that part. There's a feeling within. It's been there all the while. Patiently waiting. You came here to deliver that gift. That's Makua Ray, who's on the show with me right now. Oh, I love this dance and music. We are getting ready to release this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your love, your contributions, for sharing the show, liking the page, following Life Conversations Radio. We are so, so grateful. Let me type it in here. Well, actually, instead of type, because it's hard for me to type and talk. I can type and talk, but I don't want to do it. Mukure, his name is spelled kind of slightly different. It's M-I-K-U-A-K. That's the first name. And the last name is R-A-I. You can find him on Facebook and find out all the great work that he's doing. Wonderful singer from D.C. by way of, I don't know, he claims everywhere. He's a universal child. There's a feeling within you patiently waiting. If today was your last day on this planet, and you know at midnight you are going to step into the spiritual realm, would you be anxious? Would you try and squeeze a whole year into 1 minute? Would you be able to sit back and say, you know, I did good? Would you be full of regrets? Or maybe one or two things you regret. Maybe some things you wish you could have done. But when you step into your spiritual helicopter and you hover and look down at your life, you can say, all in all, you know, I loved my life. I loved my life. I did my best. That's what's important. And you will not really know, feel, sense that you love your life until you love yourself fully. When you can show up, it's an everyday thing. It's not, oh, great, I'm at that point now, I love myself all as well. But I believe that there's a point where you, it's almost like everything just clicks in. And then there's always more. You start living from a place of, yeah, you live from the place where you're resourced by the source of life. So your resources keep flowing to you and through you because you keep giving. It's like you're delivering love and delivering gifts and talents and joy and passion to others, and the source of life keeps staying up. We've got to keep that stuck up. We've got to stuck that storeroom. We need some more love. And the universe will keep downloading through and as you. You get resource. You will have the resources that you need because the source will always source you. When you give, there's always more. When you give, there's always more. Intent for this show for me is that we can all tap into our passions, that we can work in a place where we say, I love my job, not for anybody else but for yourself. There might be some days when you don't feel like working, just because that's what your body is feeling, because you feel like you need some rest. And you may not have that flexibility, but maybe you can create a space where you can have the flexibility. Say, you know what, I don't want to work today. And it doesn't mean not having a 9-to-5 job. You can just really be so clear about who you are. You can call in well. You call your supervisor. I'm not coming in today. What's wrong? You're sick? No, actually, I'm well. Can you imagine? How many well days do I have? I have like 12 well days. I want to use one of my well days. You mean sick days? No, I'm never sick. It's not my reality. It's time to release the show. And I thank you for the conversation, for the thoughts, for revealing yourself, for speaking your truth, sharing your truth. Teresa, Tamara, Melly, silent listeners, Celeste, Betty was on the phone, Glenda, all of you silent listeners, those of you who are listening that I can't see until later on, and even the guy that came at the beginning of the show, not Chris. The guy, well, I'm thinking Chris too. That kind of sounds crazy. But the very first guy that came up with that foolishness, because that's what it was, I thank him. Because he gave me an opportunity to see, you know, it triggered me just a tad. And but I understand there's some knuckleheads around. There's some people, their passion in life is to piss people off. And when they do that, they think they're living a grateful life. A grateful life. That's, you know, that works for you. But you know what? Life is energy. And you reap the benefit of the energy that you put out. So you can choose to vibrate from a high frequency, or you can choose from a low vibration. Now, I'm not just even talking about, and I always want to make this clear. it's not getting so caught up in the high frequency that you just look at things. You're so spiritual, you're not earthly good. It's be so clear about energy, vibration, who and what you are, that when you're vibrating at a high frequency, you can love yourself. When you're vibrating from a low frequency, you can love yourself. Because that's just the journey of life. You go back and forth and seek finding balance in every given moment. And in this moment, all is truly well. Tomorrow, Tom Zuber is going to be joining us. We're talking about leaning into the transformation of death, the transformation of losing a loved one, the gift of denial, the gift of grief. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you're here. And don't forget to follow Life Conversations Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And, okay. I almost got caught out there. I'm glad I looked at this browser. So much going on. So anyway, join us tomorrow. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And whatever you're dealing with, whatever your current reality is now, especially if you're not enjoying it, know that that's just your current reality. You can step into what you prefer. You can change that right now by deciding to be the change you want to see. Peace and blessings. Be loved. Be well. And be true to yourself.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.